Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history and the waking. And as always, we go to the lines above all. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. I was thinking about, I think it was a couple of days ago, you were talking about Kevin McCarthy and his joking about hitting Nancy Pelosi, you know, with his outsized gavel, and and how, you know, how the Republicans that were listening just whooped it up about that. Thought that was hilarious. And it put me in mind that our last president would often entertain his hosts at the Hamptons by doing funny, in quotes, Chinese and Japanese accents. You know, so presumably he would be holding these conferences with representatives from those countries, and then he'd come back and just have them rolling on the floors with his funny Oriental accents. And it made me think that it reminded me that the theologian and the novelist G.K. Chesterton, who's a god to a lot of people who fancy themselves as classical conservatives, did what once observed that the rich are the scum of the earth in every country. And I think it's time, I won't give many points for enlightenment here, but I think it's time that we dust off that old phrase, white trash, and start thinking about all our rich white trash. I think the Republican Party has become the party for the white trash. And you know, like I say, start skewing our thinking about how scummy all our rich have become.
Yeah, listen, you've said a lot, and I want to respond to it all, Andy. As always, thanks for calling in, some of which I agree with, some I don't. By the way, on G.K. Chesterton, I agree that he was a classic conservative. I'm glad you mentioned him. I think he may have been the guy that authored the Father Brown mystery series. I think I may be wrong on that one.
He did.
So Google it. But
he did.
Yeah, the Father Brown mystery series are really a lot of fun, and they were put to film and on television. So if you Google them, Father Brown is a detective, and he has a nun who's his assistant, and they solve a lot of crimes. It's a terrific, terrific TV series. Anyway, Randy, a couple of other things that I would say. I would differentiate, although for these reasons, the threat of violence and then the racial remarks, although the racial remarks lead to violence. So in a sense, they are all part of the same thing. What Kevin McCarthy did was, he was in front of 1,400 people at a private Republican thing. And what's customary is the out party, somebody will give him an oversized gavel representing the hope that they carry the House next time and he becomes a speaker. And I made the point that McCarthy, even if they take the House, may not be the speaker because he's so lightly respected and liked by his own caucus. I mean, there are a lot of other people who are going to run against him. But more to the point, though, he takes it and he goes, quote, it would be hard not to hit Nancy Pelosi with this. And, you know, it's a club, basically. It's an oversized gavel, hard not to hit her. And they all laugh. They all laugh like hyenas. That is emblematic of the Republican Party. For the first time since the Civil War, the illusion of violence and the reality of violence has come into our politics. In the Revolutionary War, there was an abolitionist who was a Republican, but an abolitionist senator, Charles Sumner from Massachusetts, was sitting in his Senate seat, and a hot-headed congressman from South Carolina, a pro-slavery guy, came in and almost beat him to death with a cane with a leaded head. And there were frequent threats of violence and assassination and all of that. We don't want that to happen again. This started, Randy, with Donald Trump in 2016 saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. That is a felony, threatening a presidential candidate or president. If I said that about Donald Trump when he was president, the Secret Service would arrest me. And they did talk to him, but they were chicken. They didn't want to arrest a guy who was the nominee. And then he doubles down. He goes, I think that her bodyguard should be disarmed. That's an implication of violence. And he's quite sly about it. When he was asked, he said, oh, take care. I just meant the Second Amendment people should vote. That's baloney. That isn't what he meant. And then you look at January 6th. And he goes, if Mike Pence does the right thing, great. If not, oh, well. They're up there, hang Mike Pence, and they bring a gallows. They build a gallows right on the Capitol grounds. And I don't know if you've ever been to Paris, Place de Concorde, beautiful plaza. That's where they decapitated Marie Antoinette, set up a guillotine back 200 some odd years ago, chopped their head right off. If they had gotten hold of Mike Pence, because you saw the video and he was running down the hallway with his security, if they'd gotten him, they would have dragged him out and hung him right there. They would have hung him right there, going through the hallway, shouting, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. And they punch and beat and drag down the stairs, police officers. Violence has come back, and the imputation of violence into our politics. And joking about hitting Nancy Pelosi with an oversized gavel, which is a club. He wouldn't have done that, frankly, if the speaker had been Lyndon Johnson. You know, guys don't say that about each other. He thought that was funny. She's a 80-year-old woman, probably doesn't even weigh 100 pounds, so he's going to beat her with a club. This has got to stop. There got to be prosecutions. There are death threats that have come in. Death threats against Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci and his wife. He is security. He's had security since March. He is the nicest, most humble, understated guy in the world. He gets death threats. The Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia has gotten death threats. Republican for certifying the election. Election officials have gotten death threats out in Idaho. They go to their homes and they scare the heck out of their kids. These people have got to be arrested. And when they're convicted, they've got to have prison time. They've got to have prison time. Now, when you say the thing about the Asian accents, you know, I had not heard that about Trump. I had heard that he talked about the Wuhan virus and the, that kind of thing. And there have been increased attacks on Asian people in this country. All Asian people don't differentiate. And they're punched and they're attacked. That can't be in a civilized society. Trump did feed into that. And by his constant attacks on, frankly, on immigration, instead of going about it in a coherent way, we should secure our border. No question about that. But by attacking and joking, there was the guy who went to El Paso. He drove, I think, from Fort Worth to El Paso, remember? And he killed a bunch of people of Latino descent in a store in El Paso. And he got lathered up by Trump. Words matter. Words do matter. Now, when it comes to describing the Republican Party as white trash, I don't agree with that. I think any racial pejorative is wrong, even if it's against what's right now the majority race in the country. It's just wrong. And it was usually used as a pejorative against Southerners after the Civil War up through the 1960s or 70s. And yes, there was a Ku Klux Klan down there, but there were a lot of hardworking, good people who were not at all racially prejudiced, but they were poor. They were very poor. A lot of them were subsistence farmers and sharecroppers. So I think what that does is it just brands people, and it invites retaliatory branding. It invites people to use pejorative against other races. So That part I differ with you, Randy, but I am with you 100% on the danger of the introduction of violence, violent language, and racial language that has resulted in attacks, you know, by calling it the Wuhan virus and the Kung Fu virus and all that. Everybody thinks that's funny. Well, it's not funny because it resulted, in my judgment, in violence against Asian people. And how you describe immigration, it is absolutely essential to secure our borders. I agree. However, how you describe it and the people involved resulted in a mass murder in El Paso a couple of years ago. A mass murder. That's what it resulted in. And so you raise a lot of very profound questions, very, very good questions. And I think that if Trump ever got back in as president, it would be really, really a disaster for this country. I don't think he will. He's sniffing hard, seems to have a lot of support in polls. But when push comes to shove, I've got to think that the Republican Party is going to be smart enough, whether or not he's indicted in New York by then, be smart enough to keep him out of the mix, because he is toxic, absolutely toxic to our culture and our country. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.